Now to the change in weather and the impact of the heavy rain and thunderstorms on parts of the country. Some of the Midlands and Kerry were the worst affected. And our correspondent Conor Kane joins us now from Tralee, where there was flash flooding at University Hospital Kerry. Conor, what's the situation like there now?
Well, at the moment, Karen, it's been quite a pleasant and sunny day so far today in Tralee, although clouds are beginning to gather overhead, as they are in many parts of the country, because the heavy showers are never too far away at the moment. But so far today, it's been largely sunny and pleasant. Now, the floodwaters, which did hit Tralee and other parts of Kerry and other parts of the Midwest and the Midlands as well, have largely receded, but they did cause some damage yesterday. It was less than 24 hours, indeed, since the heavy rain and thunderstorms, which brought about the flooding, the heavy rain in Tralee anyway started at about 3 o'clock, and while it lasted for less than an hour, a relatively short period of time, it was very heavy, very intense while it did last, and it brought some localised flooding to parts of Tralee, including some areas in the town centre like Denny Street and Castle Street, but also some areas out on the outskirts of the town, some businesses on the outskirts of the town, but also, as you mentioned, University Hospital Kerry in Tralee, which was hit by some flash flooding. Parts of the hospital itself were flooded, including the main entrance to the hospital, and as a result, management issued some advice to the public last night that they shouldn't attend the emergency department if at all possible, and should only attend in cases of genuine emergencies. And now that advice still stands today, and management said today in a statement that while the floodwaters have receded in the hospital itself, staff are still having to deal with the impact that the flood had on some of their systems, such as IT and electricity systems. So that warning to the public not to attend the emergency department, if at all possible, still stands. The chief executive of the HSC, Bernard Gloucester, he actually visited the hospital this morning earlier on and spent some time viewing the impact of the flooding for himself, and also spent some time speaking to staff and patients. So he will have got an overview of the impact that the flooding has had in the hospital in Kerry. But at the moment, the advice to the public stands that they should avoid the emergency department for the moment at University Hospital Kerry.
Okay, Conor from Tralee, thanks for that update.